Daddy, we live in the dream, got dead in the field. I am a drink like Champions League. Every 25 hits, even the only feed. Man, I'm about to be rolled like a Ferrari. We got a gun, this is the love of the tweet. Create my own leagues, so off we compete.
Although here's Gnabry, he's on a hat-trick and he's in.
This is Corner Flag Talk.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode on the Corner Flag Talk podcast. We are heading into Easter, the season of miracles, so we'll see if there's a miracle to happen where this actually ends up on YouTube. That being said, as the title would give it away, we are here to talk about the predictions for SA season. I am letting you all know, and I've been very real, that if we do this, and I don't like the outcome at the end of the season of where my team finishes, I am never doing this again. Because I do the same thing last year, and we did not finish in the top four. If we don't win the league after doing this, I am never, ever, ever, ever doing this, shipping this ever again. However, here with me, guys, I have Brandon. Brandon, was a good, my guy?
What's going on, everybody? Nice to be here once again.
We have Nikhil. Nikhil, was a good?
I heard cool, G. How are you good?
Cool. And we have Daniel here with us because Virgil can't make apparently at all. He's foreigners, boy.
Yeah, glad to be filling in. Hello, everybody.
All joke aside, Daniel was going to be here regardless because we did want a neutral.
Dame, come after my dog. Dame, come after my dog. Just move on, dog.
So, how we're going to do this, guys, is we're going to go trade match day by match day in terms of the results that we think are going to happen, right? We're going to do our best to go in chronological order because there are still some fixtures that have not been rescheduled yet. But we're going to do our best to go in chronological order in terms of what has been scheduled so far. And as much as we can, we're going to discuss wherever we disagree. And we're not doing it like last year where we did only the big six, you know? We're doing the whole table. So, we're going to talk even relegation battle and that kind of stuff. And after a certain point, we'll start to update you all on where the standings are in the table. If this does reach on YouTube, you guys will get visual graphics as to how the table is progressing, how teams' positions are changing, and all stuff like that. So, without further ado, let's get straight into it. So, we started off in match week 29, which is the one that's going to be coming up this weekend here after you all listen to it, or whenever you all listen to it. And we're going to have City versus Liverpool, Arsenal host Leeds, Bournemouth host Fulham, Brighton host Brentford, Crystal Palace host Leicester, Nottingham Forest host Wolves, Chelsea host Aston Villa, West Ham versus Southampton, Newcastle versus United, Everton versus Spurs, oh my goodness, Bournemouth versus Brighton, Leeds versus Nottingham Forest, Leicester, Aston Villa, Chelsea versus Liverpool. That is real plenty. So, I'm going to just start off with the Saturday fixtures. We're going to go through those. And if we disagree, we'll just keep moving on after that, right? So, I'll start off. For me, I had on the Saturday fixtures, I had Man City winning 3-1. I had Fulham winning 3-1 as well. I had Brighton winning 3-2. I had Crystal Palace losing 3-1. I had Arsenal winning 4-2. I had Nottingham Forest drawing 1-1, and I had Chelsea winning 3-2. So in the raw parts of that, it is City win, Fulham win, Brighton win, Leicester win, Arsenal win, a Nottingham draw, and a Chelsea win. Is there any way along those lines that you guys disagree? Feel free to jump out at any point. Let's see. Brandon, you look like you're itching, so please.
I have Brighton and Brentford drawing 2-2.
Right.
You said Leicester won, right?
Yeah, I had Leicester winning.
Yeah. I have Palace winning that game.
Ooh, okay.
I like that.
I think you and I have everything else the same.
I have that same game as a draw, actually.
Which one was a draw? The Palace Leicester?
The Palace Leicester game, because I feel like both of them are terrible teams.
I think Palace getting a new manager, Bongs, and that's it. Like they just gotta win that game for sure.
Roy boy. Yeah.
I have I had everything the same except I think Forest gonna beat Wolves.
Are you influenced by that whatsoever by FIFA and a certain live card that you may have?
Nah, that's your usual dog. Forest gonna beat them. Cause Forest home, one. Wolves is just such an awful team.
In terms of the raw results of it, I had City winning 3-1 against Liverpool.
Real goals this weekend.
I realized along the way of doing this, I had a real goal scoring real plenty. I had so little bit, like 1-0s and 2-0s or 0-0s.
I record can't break this weekend.
Factual.
Most goals on our weekend.
So with that being said, guys, I guess we all don't really have any confidence in Liverpool getting any form of a result in this weekend.
Not against City. No.
No, I don't think I'm not seeing it. It's not a thing they will play bad, it's just City, bro. It's City.
It's also Liverpool. So
true.
Yeah.
To be fair to Liverpool, and this is the one thing I would say, is that Arsenal are the only big side of the nominal big six that they have played and not won against this season. Like, their record against the middle and bottom parts of the table have been terrible. And we all know that, which is why they are where they are, to their normal standards. But they have drawn with Chelsea. Sorry, that was the one mistake. I mean, they draw with Chelsea. We all know how much they beat United. They beat Spurs. And like I say, Arsenal was... And they beat City in the home fixture. But, like I say, I totally agree with you all. I don't see City losing this one. At worst, my fan bias would hope for a draw. But, again, I don't see it. So, yeah, moving on.
Yeah.
We have, good, on the Sunday and the Monday, we would have West Ham hosting Southampton. We have Newcastle hosting United and Everton hosting Spurs. So, you know what? We could do it like this. I don't have to start off each one. We could always just talk disagree after that. So, Brandon, what do you have for those three fixtures? The West Ham, Newcastle, and Everton game.
All right. I have West Ham winning 3-2. I have United winning 2-1. And I have Spurs winning 3-1.
Nice. Does anybody disagree? Let's hear it, Patrick. What do you have the front?
Nah, I had a draw for West Ham and Southampton. Actually, I agree with everything else.
Cool. The key
team, and I have West Ham, Southampton, drawing. And I honestly have everything beaten Tottenham because
I can see that. I can see that.
Yeah, but new manager bounce, bro.
That don't work for them. It has never worked for them.
Bro, it's not on Son going to score two, bro. I'm telling you.
It's not on new manager.
Bro, Son is going to score two. Watch out.
I had fighting that one. I had West Ham winning as well. I had Newcastle winning against United, and I had Everton drawing 2-2 with Tottenham.
Newcastle beating United.
Well, so I don't know how true it is, right? But my FPL app telling me it's true, so I'm just going with it for now. Is that Rashford has an injury, and a big reliance is on Rashford for these things. And I don't know how serious it is. I don't know, right? I personally believe it's not a serious injury, right? But God forbid he doesn't play. And even if he does, Newcastle home record is fantastic this season. It has been, they have the best home record in the league. And I didn't think that, and I think that recently they have managed to start back scoring goals. And I think that United's record against the sides in the top half of the table has not been good. And when they've come up against the better teams. So I think going with that grain, I do think that Newcastle would have gotten a result. Maybe just a draw, but I did back Newcastle to go on and win this one. So that's the first difference that we have. Our first big one, I should say, at least. In the Tuesday and the Wednesday fixtures, which is where we'd have to go back to some rescheduled ones from before, we would have Bournemouth hosting Brighton, Leeds hosting Nottingham Forest, Leicester hosting Aston Villa, Chelsea hosting Liverpool, and then United hosting Brentford, and West Ham hosting Newcastle. So, I would have to go back.
It's game week 7.
It's game week 7. Thank you so much. Yeah. That is such a help.
Because I'd have to go back and do that.
Yeah. So, for me, I had Brighton beating Bournemouth 2-1. I had a draw between Leeds and Nottingham Forest 2-2. I had Leicester winning against Aston Villa 2-1. And I had Newcastle winning 3-1 against West Ham in those fixtures. And the United one was part of game week 8?
Nah,
25.
Thank you. For the Chelsea one, I had a 1-1. And for game week 25, wait, but this has been, while this happens, green. Oh, and for United one, I have a 2-all between United and Brentford.
So what? So hold on, so you telling me in the space of 3 days, United got lost to Flecken, who it is, Newcastle, and then draw to Brentford?
That's very possible, isn't it, too?
Brentford,
that's very possible.
Good point.
Right, but we definitely having some
decision. Yeah, 100%. 100%.
That's fine. That's the whole point.
That's
of
good.
This.
But that's good.
Yeah, exactly. It is good. Justifying why it is that Brentford, again, is another side that has been really good. Ivan Toney has been a monster this season, and his ability to just drag them out.
A monster in the casino.
Well, clearly not, or else he wouldn't be in trouble, right? Either way, I think Brighton have been very good, and they have gone on the road and gotten some big results this year. It has been a draw against Arsenal. They won at the Etihad. I believe they drew at Stamford Bridge as well, and they I don't think they had played Liverpool yet. Well, Tottenham don't really care. But yes,
yeah, they play Liverpool. They drew 3-all.
No, they win one. 3-all was last year. It was 3-1.
Yeah, that was the one when Mitoma scored a goal against Gomez. That was the next game.
And wait, Brentford, are you talking about Brighton? I know.
You talking about Brentford or Brighton?
Brentford.
Oh, I think talk about Brighton, bro. My bad.
Brentford had beat Liverpool, but I believe that one was at home. And I was talking about Brentford record away from home. Now. I think it has been very good. So, yeah. I mean, hey, it's just predictions, right? But yes, that is mine. Where are you all standing on this? Nikhil, go first this time now.
I just want to go back to the day. That is March week. What are you?
One is 25. One is
7 and 8.
All right, for 7 for the remaining games, I have Brighton winning 1-0, Leeds beating Nottingham Forest 2-0, Leicester and Aston Villa drawing, and Newcastle beating West Ham. For game week 25,
go to 8
have
first.
Us beat. Say that again.
Go to 8 first.
Ah, yeah. Right, I have Liverpool beating Chelsea away 1-0. And 25, I have United beating Brentford 1-0.
Nice. Patrick, what's yours?
I was similar to you, except for when it comes to Chelsea. I think Chelsea can beat Liverpool. And then I had United beating Brentford. But nah, I think Chelsea beat Liverpool. Especially because it's home and all that, and Liverpool is just ass. So... Sorry.
I would like to remind Daniel that we don't use profanities on the show.
That's not profanity. Come on. That's not profanity.
Brandon.
Liverpool is A-word. And yeah.
Thanks.
I actually had Bournemouth and Brighton drawing. Nice. I had Forest beaten Leeds. Leicester beaten Aston Villa. I think we all had Newcastle beaten West Ham.
Yeah.
I had Chelsea beating Liverpool.
How much was your Chelsea beating Liverpool score?
2-1.
Hey! Same.
2-1. Nice.
Yeah.
And I had United beating Brentford 4-1.
4-1.
Don't do that.
2-1. I have 3-1, to be fair. So, I think so.
Hey, fair enough. Nice.
Nah, I honestly don't think Toney can even be wrong in that game. Like, that was a big part of my thinking, too. I don't think he plays that again.
Because
he won yellow card away from, like, a 2-match or 3-match or something.
True.
He won yellow card, you know. And he been, like, riding that line for too long.
Oh, for what it's worth, I wanted to tell everybody this as a precursor going into this. And I'm not saying this just for myself. I'm saying this for everybody who's on this show. I want everybody to understand that we are doing this as a prediction. We could be predicting the future so much. We can't predict that... Knock wood, dog, that Mitoma break his leg or something, right? We can't predict injuries. We can't predict suspensions. We can't predict red cards, right? So, therefore, those things do have material effects on games and how results would go on in the future. So, therefore, when I
said... No, I predict that suspension. I predict that one.
Thanks. That's what
I'm not sure that much.
Therefore, what our side are we predict, based on where these squads are now, to finish, to escape relegation then? And they get relegated real bad or something? Well, like, we gotta lease up now. It's not that serious. Moving on. Next weekend, we would have United hosting Everton. We would have Aston Villa hosting Nottingham Forest, Brentford, Newcastle, Fulham, West Ham, Leicester, Bournemouth, Spurs, Brighton, Wolves hosting Chelsea, and Southampton hosting Manchester City. So, that being said, Patrick, why don't you go first this time?
Yeah. Well, okay, I have my last slide different order to you because I had Leeds in for the Saturday, but I'll call Southampton instead, no problem. Anyway, United, them guy, I'm Pong Everton, 4-0. Aston Villa, 2-1 against Nottingham Forest. Brentford, 2-1. I think Brentford going to beat Newcastle. Home victory and all that. Tony comeback, return. Fulham, I have them on a 2-0, beating the hopeless West Ham. Leicester, 2-0 to Bournemouth. Ooh, Tottenham get a Pong. They lost 3-1 to Brighton. Chelsea 1-0 beating Wolves, and leave out Leeds or call the Leeds picture.
No call Leeds.
Okay, but call City.
Yeah, call City.
Yes, it's going to get very ugly, dog. 5-0 to Southampton.
Nice. Brandon, go ahead now. If you have anything different at all, or everything was kind of point.
No, I think I had Brentford Newcastle drawing 1-1.
Nice.
I had Fulham drawing with West Ham because Mitrovic and Willian are both suspended for a few games.
That's so true.
I think they will lose a little bit of firepower for that little bit of time.
I get what that, yeah.
So 1-1 West Ham, Fulham. What you said for Leicester?
For Leicester, Bournemouth, I put Leicester on 2-0 winning.
All right, well, I had a win for Leicester. I had 2-2 Tottenham, Brighton.
Me too.
And I had 5-0, 5-0 City.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yar.
mine was Everton 1-2-1 to United.
What?
I am joking. I had United actually winning 5-1 to Everton. No, like, I really did. That one is true, though. I did have
United. You watch me win on SH4.
I had 5-1 to
Everton. It's so gas, character.
No, but like, in all seriousness, though, I do think, and I look, I could be wrong for taking this into some of my consideration, right? But like, I do think that there are just some teams that teams perform really well against. And like, with the exception of the trio all that Everton had with United the last year or year before, United is real top up Everton.
Yeah.
Like, real plenty. And I do think that based on where I was going, that, you know, they did not win their last two, I think they was going to come out real strong in the early fixture.
How United used to do against Burnley, though? Just
terrible. About it.
Terrible.
Serious.
Terrible.
Especially like, at home, yeah.
If we win, it's an extremely hard game. Odds are going to be a draw.
Interesting, then.
Okay. In terms of differences, I had Aston Villa winning 3-2. I guess not that far, but I think you'll set a win as well. I had Newcastle winning away to Brentford 2-1. I had the Tottenham 2-2, and I actually had a Wolves 1-1 with Chelsea. I think Chelsea have been actually pretty good at home. I think away from home, though, is when it started to get a little leaky. And so I had a 1-1 there. And the Southampton City game, I had 5-1. To
you know, it's really funny. I had Brentford. I had Brentford and Newcastle joining. I feel like even that would be a real good game to watch. I had Leicester and Bournemouth joining as well. I had Chelsea thumping Wolves, like
nice.
And City. There's a big difference between me and Ole. Ole, you say like 5 goals, I say 4.
1-0.
Ole knows our luck, right? We predicted these big wins, and then we got to scrape out 1-0 through a penalty.
Yeah.
Like how Roger.
You're 4 men and rolling.
Yeah.
Bro,
yeah.
Bro, the scenes when Liverpool play City first thing in the morning, and Liverpool win the game, and we all wrong.
Yeah.
We start off bad.
Yeah.
The scenes.
We start bad. Start bad.
Okay, so the Sunday fixtures was Leeds and Liverpool, Arsenal. I had Leeds winning 2-0 against Crystal Palace, and I had Liverpool drawing 2-2 with Arsenal.
Oh, shit. You spot on with me. Like, yeah, same score, same everything, yeah.
No, I had 3-3. I had 3-3.
Okay. Same score for everything Liverpool, I have, yeah.
I had Leeds winning 2-1, and I had Liverpool winning 2-1.
He's a heater, that is why, though. Look, I'll be real again. I do think history fix it a lot of this. While I do think that we have been better, and our away record this year is far beyond anybody else in the league, I still think Anfield is a really hard place for us to go. And I think going on the green of that Liverpool have been really good against the big sides at home. I still think they do get something, but I do also think we claw back a little something from the progress that we've made as a side. And for the most part, you'll agree, I can't say that the kill, I don't feel like there's a chance we lose, because again, it's a grounds that we have no one on in God knows how long, dog. I can't even hit that. Well, at least we win the Carabao Cup 5 years ago. Dog, even there, we just lost, dog. We don't get it. Even
Anfield is a sickening place to play.
That being said, hey, I can't lie, the fella, we moving beautifully fast, dog. I thought he was going to stick next weekend after that. And after, not this game week, I believe the game week after this is when I will start to let y'all know like how the table is shaping up for everybody. Because I think after this is when I think everybody will more or less have the same amount of games played. So, okay. That being said, Aston Villa host Newcastle, Chelsea host Brighton, Everton host Fulham, Southampton host Palace, Spurs host Bournemouth, Wolves host Brentford, and Man City host Leicester. I had Newcastle winning away from home 2-1. I had Chelsea drawing 2-2 with Brighton. I had a 0-0 between Everton and Fulham. I had Southampton 1-0 against Crystal Palace. I had Tottenham winning 2-1 against Bournemouth. I had Wolves drawing 2-2 with Brentford, and I had City winning 3-0 against Leicester.
Nikhil, okay.
Where did you disagree?
Well, I honestly, I can't remember exactly everything, so I'll just run through. I had Aston Villa and Newcastle drawing, bro. I had Chelsea winning 1-0, Everton and Fulham drawing 1-1, Southampton and Crystal Palace 0-0. Tottenham beaten Bournemouth, Brentford beaten Wolves, United. City beaten Leicester 3-0.
Yeah. You guys, y'all, anything different?
Well, I just gotta put it out there for the City versus Leicester one. I also had 3-0, so I'm glad we stick together as a group. I think Villa and Newcastle can draw. I had that.
Nice, yeah.
I think Everton can beat Fulham. Although I had it as 1-0, so close. And I think Brentford can beat Wolves. But I see that you're hating on Brentford, so small thing.
Yeah. Before Brandon talk, I know this is now like a good few results that I have said that Newcastle are winning. And I feel like Ole barely said Newcastle even get a draw, though. But like,
I think Newcastle have 2 points up to now, dog.
That is what I'm going with this, right? And look, I think that there are a few things that are playing into Newcastle's favor. One, I do think that they've started back to score right before we had gone into the international break. Two, I think for a team like them that had very little, I think it was like 4 men went out actually on international duty, it was a good respite for them to catch themselves and understand what they can still do this season, even though what they've already done has been very good. And I think Isak coming back in has been a big thing. I think Bruno G getting back to really back to full fitness to play again is a big thing. And I do think that St. Max would now actually catch himself and start actually do a little more output. I don't think he got go as far to hit the 20 goals and assists that Brandon was saying that he'd do. But I think he will contribute. I think he will be meaningful. And that is where I came from with him. I don't think, maybe they might not win by like 3-1, like the ones I've been seeing, but I think the defense would hold up and they would manage to leak out more wins than probably what is the general consensus then. Brandon, you had anything different?
The only thing I had different from everybody, I think, was Wolves beating Brentford. And the surprise of the weekend, Bournemouth beating Spurs.
Ooh. I like
those.
Little
surprise, bro.
Yeah, but
I say it's Spursy. It's Spursy, so I say, you know what, not to put it in somewhere.
We saw the fixtures included United going away to Nottingham Forest, Arsenal going away to West Ham. I had United winning 4-1 away at Nottingham Forest.
Bro, exact scoreline.
And I had United Arsenal winning 2-0 away to West Ham. Anything different, guys?
Nah,
he had a Nottingham.
I have 2-2 West Ham. The Declan Rice derby.
Hey, you don't have a boy.
The Declan Rice derby.
Hey, let me not put out
today. Nah. He had a sell. There we go. No, he had a sell. If he won that transfer, he had a sell. All right, guys. We moving on. We're getting closer to actually our real funny story for all, yeah, when we reach a certain fixture. But I'll tell you that just now. Next, we have the Leeds-Liverpool game on the same match day. I had Liverpool winning. Just so I lost it. I had Liverpool winning 2-1. I don't tell you that. I highly doubt it. I mean, I know we're in the same season where Southampton do a double on Chelsea, though. But, like, I highly doubt Liverpool going to Leeds do the double on them after getting beaten Anfield, too. So, I had Liverpool winning against Leeds. Anybody hiding the front?
Nah.
Nice. Cool. Moving on. And I believe from here, I will start to let you all see where your table standings are. And we can get a little points too. Right?
Oh, okay.
Next weekend, we have the Friday fixture. Some Saturday fixtures. We have Friday, Arsenal hosting Southampton. And then Fulham hosting Leeds. Brentford hosting Aston Villa. Palace hosted Everton, Leicester hosted Wolves, and Liverpool hosted Nottingham Forest. I had Arsenal 5-1 to Southampton. I had Fulham 2-0 to Leeds. I had Leicester 2-2 with Wolves. I had Crystal Palace 3-3 with Everton. I had Brentford beating Aston Villa 2-0, and I had Liverpool 1-0 to Nottingham Forest. So I'll go over those again. I had an Arsenal win, I had a Fulham win, I had a Liverpool win, I had a Leicester draw, I had a Palace draw, and I had a Brentford win. Anybody anything different?
A Brentford draw.
Okay, same. Yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
I had Leicester beaten Wolves.
Same.
And ooh, I don't think. You didn't say Bournemouth West Ham yet, right?
No, not yet.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
I also have Leeds beaten Fulham. Ooh, I think Leeds could beat Fulham.
That's spicy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, I like those, isn't it? Why? Oh no, I don't see any Bournemouth game. Nice, cool. On the Sunday, I had Bournemouth beating West Ham 0-0. I don't know why I started off saying beaten. I had
nice.
And then I had Newcastle 2-0 to Spurs. That is the only ones on that Sunday. Why is that a City fixture?
Maybe this is our blank. Yeah, this is our blank game.
Yeah, it is.
Probably the final, bro, remember?
Yeah.
Right. But I'm going to still ask...
No, the FA Cup, sorry. Not the final, the FA Cup.
Yeah, this is the weekend and the semis. But I'm still going to ask you all the fixtures for them, though. Because we don't...
Yeah, sure.
We kind of know when they're going to reschedule. They're going to reschedule until the 7th day. But still, I'm still going to just take all the results from now. So, sure. Yeah. Sunday games. Bournemouth, West Ham, Newcastle, Spurs, and Newcastle winner, Bournemouth draw. Anybody anything different?
That was some winning.
Nice. Okay.
Interesting.
And well, Newcastle drawing with Tottenham.
Nice. Yeah. Could see that too.
I have Newcastle winning this game, I think.
My thing with Spurs, though, is like, I really don't know how much things are going to actually change when this new manager take over. I genuinely, because he's from the old regime and stuff, I kind of expect it to be more or less the same. So, yeah. So, if nobody has anything else, I will ask all the blank fixtures, which is United hosting Chelsea and Brighton hosting Man City, both of which I actually had as draws. I had a 1-1 between United and Chelsea, which I feel like is the most Premier League heritage thing of the last few years, though.
I agree. And
I had a Brighton 3-3 with Man City.
3-3?
3-3.
Serious?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's not short.
Yeah.
I had 2-2 actually.
2-2. Hey, I will live with that though. I could live with that.
I had 2-2.
Nice.
I don't know why. I can see 2-2, but for City to concede 3 goals, right?
I mean, but anyway, a few times. It's not, not a few, but they did it a couple times.
And Palace. And Palace got 3 against
it. Yeah, but I Palace. Newcastle.
Newcastle was 3. This
Palace versus City is always. Anyway. Yeah. Somehow Palace does 3 and to just beat City and lose to everybody else.
So from me and Talik both had draws in those two fixtures. Anybody else didn't have draws? Anybody had anybody winning?
I had 2 wins. I had United.
Yeah, I had
City. Winning.
City. Okay. Yeah, same. Okay. Same.
So you think?
I think United can beat them.
Oh, they finally bring it up. Because I feel like I hate to watch Chelsea versus United being really ridiculous. It is feel real boring though. I can't lie.
Of late, I ain't gonna lie, it is feel very. And if I'm not mistaken, as well, they have a lot of contentious decisions in each of the games. Like, some one thing that's happened, and it could say, well, like, in a Sweden game, it had the Cho handball penalty, it had the Maguire red card when people say kick him. That all kind of thing. Like, oh, it's that one thing that people just think is Sweden game.
Oh, you remember Maguire, whole ass speed, I had luck when he got off.
No. As I talk with it, I just short people talk. Don't be under my arm.
What did y'all say for Bournemouth versus West Ham?
I have that as a draw.
Oh, I have Bournemouth winning that game, you know.
West Ham,
I can see that. Because for me, it depends on when Tavernier come back. Because that's the big attacker now. Mm-hmm. I don't know when he can come back, but if he back by then, I can see that.
What did y'all say for Newcastle Tottenham?
I have
a 2-1 for Newcastle. Okay.
I have 2-0.
Nice. I can see that too though, because Kane does just score these stupid goals out of nowhere. But
and that's the thing, with Tottenham specifically, that's why it's so hard for me to like really predict.
Yeah.
So that being said, I'm actually going to ask you all now to update the tables for the listeners, right? And hopefully viewers. Right. I have Arsenal first with 79, I had City second with 74. I had Newcastle going up to third on 59. I had United fourth on 58. I have Brighton in fifth with a game less at this point. With 54. I have Tottenham in sixth. Then I have Liverpool seventh. Chelsea's in tenth and my relegation spot. I have Nottingham Forest at the top of it. I have Southampton second to last, and I have Bournemouth dead last.
Okay.
Go ahead now, Pat.
I don't know how anybody have a game in hand for you, but that's
I don't know
that's
how
okay.
I feel it's possible that I did this game. We can't win back, yeah? But don't study it.
Okay. Small thing. Anyway, I just gotta call the meaningful ones. My top four in order is Arsenal, City, United, then Newcastle.
Nice. Yeah.
And Spurs is very close somehow.
Yeah.
And I'm a bottom three. Dong and Dadregs. West Ham in 18th. Southampton FC. Get them out of here. And Bournemouth, dead last.
Who was the first one? The first relegation team you had?
West Ham.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, hard luck. But it is
what it is. That's completely fine. Brandon, you have anything different? Anything anybody say so far?
I try to fill it out right now, bro. What did you kill this?
Your table?
Yeah. The updated one, I try to do it a different one.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You have a table for my kill on. If all I don't have it, it's okay. No?
Yes, sir. I have Arsenal, City, United, Liverpool, Tottenham in fifth, actually.
Wait. You can't just say that and brush across it, right? Who is the other fourth
as well? Liverpool.
I don't know. Something I do at Liverpool. I don't know.
Hey. Okay, and who's fifth?
Tottenham. Newcastle just fall straight out. Crazy.
I was the three at the bottom.
I have Forest, Southampton, and Bournemouth.
Oh, okay, nice.
Alright, so general consensus, Bournemouth out there, then.
Yeah, boy, I don't feel anybody had any hope for Bournemouth.
Yeah, I probably say so.
Brandon, oh, wait, no,
we can move on, if you don't have it.
No, I'll try and fill it up, but you can move on in the meantime, and I'll try and catch up by the next, sure. By the next game.
Most not, but it's surprising that Tuchel have won, I mean, not Bournemouth, Southampton, like, so low, because I don't know, I find them been playing good. I would actually be kind of surprised if they get, did I say Southampton? I meant to say Forest. I would be surprised if Forest get...
Results what? Just pick up, results just drop. Let me not spoil the surprise at the end. Because, okay.
I'm talking about from now. Like, if you was to ask me now who getting relegated, I wouldn't say Nottingham Forest is getting relegated. Right. So like, right now, today, now.
Based on where my table ends, I will say that Nottingham Forest didn't get relegated. In mine.
Okay, fair enough.
In the end, right? I feel like I give giving away too much, man. Next game
give it away, man.
Is 33. And now, self, I do actually have everybody up to date. All the teams.
Oh, wait.
Right? And this is where the start of get real funny for me. So, I will scroll down.
Oh, my.
So that I can get Tuesday fixtures. Tuesday, correct? Yeah. Right? Yes, because it's Wednesday fixtures, right? Nice. So, right, this is when. Right, so this is the funny story I have for you. Right, so this match day starts off on game week 26, right? And any match day before or on my birthday, we've never lost. Like, since I started to watch football, we've never lost. And my birthday is the 28th. And so, that being said,
what's your call, player?
This is where things change.
Nottingham Forest
for everything in Opa. Literally have a first for everything.
I don't care. Nottingham Forest lost they lost 3-1 to Brighton in mine. I had Chelsea beating Brentford 2-1. I have West Ham losing to Liverpool 2-0. I had Arsenal beating City 3-2. I have, well, yeah, we'll go with that for now. We'll just move on after that. So yeah, that's what I have there. Anybody well, could go ahead. I'm fully aware that the outstanding one is that Arsenal beating City, right? And to defend that take again, our away record is great. Two, I think that every time that we've had to play a team that has set us back somewhat this season, and so far it's only two. It has been Southampton and it has been United. We have responded not just with wins, we've responded with really good performances. You know, and I think that this is where this team does actually show where they have reached, not on the field, because I think on the field we've been better than City this season. But winning the title is not just about what's on the field; it's about mentally what you are capable of doing. I think this is where the team actually does show mentally where they have reached. And for what it's worth, I think that when we did play them in the Emirates, and I think given that we didn't have White, we didn't have Partey, we didn't have Gabriel Jesus, I still think the game was very even on the balance of the two halves. You know, they were very clinical with some mistakes that we've made on the day. We weren't clinical with chances that we've made. Like, everybody here watched that game. Everybody know that, no, Nketiah had like a hat-trick of chances that, you know, he scored one of those. You don't know where the tie turns in those games, you know, because those were at one. They were at nil-nil. They were at 2-1 down. I think it was at one, all even, you know. There were chances there for the game to have gone very differently. It was a very even game. And I think that this is where now we're already in control of the territories, but probably put it to bed in some sense. So, yeah. Anybody feel free to go ahead and tell me I'm talking shipless, because I would not doubt that everybody here has City winning. And look, at the end of the day, I don't give all the wrong for that. You know. I don't. Because it is still City. It is still them. But I still think, and Jamie Carragher said this a while ago, though, and I so agree with it, that when it comes to Madrid and the UCL, and it comes to City and the league, every year, if you just go on it, you're going to vote them to win the league and vote them to win every single game and for them to win every title, because that is their playground. That is who they are. That is what they've proven to do year in, year out, right? But somewhere on the list, some team to show that they have what it takes to move them off the pitch, even if it's just for 1 year. And so I think This is our year to do it. And I think we do it here. So, yeah. RL monologue there. I apologize.
Oh, you're giving up the token stick now?
Yeah.
All right, okay.
Yeah. Anybody can go now.
Yeah. I can kind of see where you're coming from, but I think I have a little weird thing that I say, which is like that whole bounce back from Southampton and then bounce back from United. Well, that was all in the same game.
No.
So if you got a bounce back from something that happened like a couple of weeks ago.
No. I meant United beat us. And then when we played them the second time, we won and we played really well on the day.
Oh, and that's what I meant.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. Because even that game was kind of shaky for you. And then Southampton also was all shaky. But anyway, all right, whatever. Putting all that aside, dog. Yeah, City can't beat all you. Sorry to say. Just because, you know, it's at home, I think they're probably going to inject Haaland with some extra juice and he's going to come out like, blah, 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 and real score and whatever and all that. And yeah.
I'm so glad we have that audio.
I mean, I apologize, but that's just. It is what it is, dog. Look, I think it's going to be a fantastic game.
It's fine.
I literally probably going to fake an injury to skip whatever football I have going on that day to watch that game.
Oh, I be real with you. I don't pay time from work. I leave it with half day that day, dog. I am going home.
Yeah.
And all you know is watch football right now. My phone is via D&D. I don't want to hear no one.
I need to see that again.
And I am going to just beat Mazur, dog. And yeah, so be it.
Well, I honestly think Ole gonna lose the game just because City have too much pedigree. But in terms of the league itself, well, I guess we will see, buddy.
We'll see.
And everything.
Okay. So yeah, outside of that, because we let that take up all the conversation there. Outside of that, parts we had West Ham, Liverpool, we had Chelsea, Brentford, we had Nottingham, Brighton. For those that I had Brighton win, I had a Liverpool win, and I had a Chelsea Brentford draw. So, did you have anything different from those three?
I think Chelsea gonna beat Brentford, but cool. All the rest had the same.
Nice, Salik.
Okay, you had the same thing. Oh. I had Brighton beaten Nottingham Forest. I had Liverpool drawing with West Ham, and I had Chelsea beaten Brentford.
And what you had for the Arsenal City?
I had 3-1 to City.
Fair,
dog. The league, there's your chance to become John's best friend, dog.
Let me have Arsenal winning. I real love that Ole. I feel like Ole had apologized to me for saying that, dog. I real appreciate that, dog. Like, truly, I really appreciate it. Whereas this one in he had, I know he's sick in his mind and he can't wait to tell me, boy. I only win 5-1, dog. Shaka got to get set off in the first 5 minutes and it just rams after that, dog.
That's hilarious. But, you see, the funny thing is, right? Funny thing is, I have Forest beating Brighton because I need Forest still.
Okay.
I need it, right? I also will have Chelsea beating Brentford, but I have Arsenal and City draw. I don't see Arsenal losing that game. They have proven to me over the season that they're mentally there, and I can't see them rocking up to City and just losing.
Yeah.
I can't. I really can't. So I don't win on the draw. And I quicker see a draw because City not going to allow them to beat them as well. So it's just going to get a statement. That's how I see it.
That's a good point.
I don't think
our draw is beyond possibility to now, boy. Honestly. Because my scoreline was close. It was 2-1 I had.
Yeah.
So 1-1 maybe, 2-2, something like that. I can see that.
I had 2-2.
I can see that.
Away I had for West Ham, Liverpool, Dickers.
Liverpool beating West Ham, please. I have 2-0, but the game is going to be very easy.
I got something like that.
So, how my updated table is, and I want you all to actually do time all your points, because then it gets sticky, right?
Yeah, I have it here. This is the turning point of the season for me, you know. This game is right here.
Same, actually. Because here's where positions start to change in my table kind of drastically. I have Arsenal. So I had Arsenal win, so I had a score, what would be 8 points clear somewhere at that point. How much was that? That's actually 8. And that's 8 with what would have been more or less all games played. Over City, which would have been on 74. I have Newcastle in third on 62. I have Brighton in fourth with 60. I have United on 59 in fifth. And then Liverpool, Tottenham, but them really matter. Then in the relegations, I have West Ham in the relegation now on 28 points, level on points with 19th place Nottingham Forest, 28 as well. Bear in mind, Bournemouth is only outside of the relegation spots by 1 point. And Crystal Palace is also on 1 point as well outside. And then Southampton dead last on 26. So, that's my table. Going on the field, you can go first.
Yes, so I had Arsenal territory table, but I don't know where you get 8 points from, bro. I don't know.
Yeah,
no, I think I've gone so far because like I said things like Brighton drawing with City and like, so
that's fair enough for this, but that's true. I have Arsenal on top of the table, but by 2 points.
Nice.
I have City right behind them, down, you know. I have United in third with 69 and Liverpool fourth with 60. And Newcastle is my fifth place team right now. But they tied with Tottenham.
And your relegation spots.
Yeah, my relegation spots. West Ham United on 28 points. Tied with Bournemouth on 28 points. And Southampton is on 25.
Nice. In terms of, all right, forget the points for the two, right? I'll let people see the points at a different point, though. In terms of position changes, any tables, guys? Anything we're looking at?
I have City on top.
Nice.
With 79 points. They're tied with Arsenal, though, for points. Okay. But they've just been scoring so much that they're on top. Yeah. And then, somehow, dog. United comfortable in third. Like, they're not going to come second, but they're not going to come fourth either. Because they're on a cool 69 points and fourth place on 58. So, them like 11 points clear, but also like 11 points below as well. So, tough. Right, so fourth is Newcastle. But check this, right? Newcastle, Brighton, Liverpool, and Tottenham in that order. Them 3 points difference between each other. So, in my thing. So, they're looking like a real sticky for this fourth place.
So then, on the other hand, how mine was, I had 7 points between third and seventh. Between Newcastle was on 62, then Brighton on 60, then United on 59, then Liverpool on 56, then Tottenham on 55. And then have a little...
Nah, boy.
No, right, that's mine, yeah.
No, but what I'm telling you, with this one here, on fourth, Newcastle in 58, then Brighton 57, then Liverpool 55, then Spurs 55. Chelsea, like, they have no shot on this dog, so...
And what was your...
Bad luck.
What was your...
The bottom three?
Yeah.
Southampton in 18, West Ham in 19, AFC Bournemouth. Bad luck, boy, Bournemouth. I don't think Bournemouth coming out. Them don't have enough points, boy.
Wait till I lay mine. I know I've did the whole thing.
Wait till Liverpool dead last, though.
Nah, very sure. I have City at 77 points on top of the table by goal difference.
Buena.
Over Arsenal, who also have 77 points.
Nice.
United have 65. They're in third. Newcastle have 55. So there's a 10-point gap between United and Newcastle. And a point behind them is Tottenham and Chelsea. And then 3 points behind them is Liverpool. And a point behind Liverpool is Brighton.
Damn, Brighton will fall, bro.
Yeah.
I have
Brighton 9 to know.
I have them 8. I have them 8 and Fulham and Fulham 9 right now, yeah.
Yeah. Especially in comparison to John. John have them in Champions League places.
The thing with them, dog, is like, I just don't see them stop scoring, dog. I don't see who stops them from scoring. Like,
no, they'll keep scoring, you know, but they're leaky, though. There's take real chances, too, eh?
Well, the thing about Steel, all of us have started, dog.
A good thing. Dog, Santos wasn't all that with his feet, you know.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you watched the Zerbi system, but you had to be good with your feet. It's still better with his feet. Yeah.
Nice. Good thing. We're going to go on to the next match, you know. I had... That's the elite. That's not the elite. Not the elite game. Okay, I can live with that.
Arsenal, 8 points clear, boy, John.
Yeah, boy. Well, you know it, isn't it? We ain't that good. We just not talk about that partner, please, because it is closed up by the end of the table. Don't worry. Crystal Palace won all in West Ham. That's why I have Brentford won all with Nottingham Forest. I have Brighton 2-2 with Wolves, and I have Arsenal 2-0 against Chelsea.
You can't really get Brentford, right?
For real? It is not that bad. I still have Brentford in the evening on my table.
I don't know how Brentford's so high on your table for like the last 5 weeks. Now Brentford is struggling.
That is not true. I had them in drawing against United.
Oh, yeah. But that's just because they don't like United, though.
That is not why. I tell all the more logical way. Just not to keep going, dog. The proven statistics is, dog. Man, United played 3 teams in the top half of the table since the World Cup, dog. Of them 3, the results was 3-2 to Arsenal. That result against Liverpool. And then they beat City 2-1. Where at the very least of it, though, we all could agree that even though
you're two one is 2-1.
It was a shaky decision at the very best of it now, right? Even though I do agree, United would be better Saturday day. But point remains now, right? So based on that is that like they have struggled when they've come up against tougher teams. And Brentford have been very good. Newcastle have also been very good. And I don't see what you all see that they got just walk across these men. So, fair enough, dog. Apparently, Anthony and Wigo score. Just had a score goals. Either that or Rashford going on. Match Haaland by the end of the season for goals scored.
Yes. That is what
just it is. That, all we need is 1-0 soon. We just need 1-0.
Exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
When Tony hit Lissandro or Wigo do the man in the World Cup, dog, I just tower over the man, dog, to the point. That's fine.
Oh, if he even playing. But anyway. You had something about Palace and West Ham drawing. I think I have Palace winning that game. Just because they had a win at some point. And it's a home game. And then I have Brentford beaten Forest comfortably, might I add. And who else? Who else did I say? Anyway, I had agreed with you.
Brighton and Wolves. I had Brighton drawing.
Yeah, I had agreed with you. Wait, you have Brighton drawing?
Yeah.
Criminal. 3-0, brother. 3-0, I put dog.
And then I had Arsenal 2-0 against Chelsea. Okay, so we are parting with our win for Brighton. That is the only real difference. Does anybody have anything else different?
No, you don't have Bournemouth versus Leeds on that day, right?
No, not yet.
Okay. I have Brentford beaten Forest 3-0. And Arsenal drawing with Chelsea 1-1.
I better thing. Yeah, put that in too.
I have might basically the scorelines this year. I just have a wins for you think should win. So Brighton winning, Brentford winning, Arsenal winning.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. I got Arsenal winning too.
The Sunday I have Bournemouth Leeds. I have that as Leeds actually with a 3-1. I have Fulham versus City. I have City winning 5-1. I have United hosting Aston Villa. I have United winning 4-2. I have Newcastle beating Southampton 2-0. And I have the Liverpool Tottenham game 1-1. Go ahead, Dad.
Okay.
Oh, Lord. Okay, I have Bournemouth beating Leeds 2-1.
Nice. See.
I have City beating Fulham 4-2. I have Aston Villa drawing with United 1-1.
Oh, but I is the heater.
I have... Wait, yeah, the rest of them, though. I have Newcastle drawing 2-2 with Southampton.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
Oh.
And I have Liverpool beating Tottenham 4-3. Exactly that.
A good thing, all right.
Nice.
Exactly that.
The kill was yours, bro.
I actually had Liverpool beaten Tottenham 3-2. So I think it's going to be a serious game as well. I had Newcastle beaten Southampton.
Right.
1-0.
Yeah.
And I had United beaten Aston Villa 2-0. And Bournemouth beaten Leeds.
Yeah.
And the Fulham game, the kill.
Yeah. City beaten them 3-0.
That's a major difference or anything.
No, I almost spot on with the kill in terms of results. My score lines is a little bit more conservative, though. I don't have that much goals.
Yeah, but apparently, same kind of results. See Barra goal right
through. Yeah, boy.
I mean, the only thing, though, I did have I think in classic City fashion, they will beat Tolia and then struggle in the next game. So I had it at 2-1.
Okay.
Like a real close game. Because even though they struggle, I think they could still beat Fulham. But yeah.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, then in that case, I don't really think it would have any major changes in the table except for Brandon. And Brandon would have City, would have got 2 points clear at that point.
Newcastle and Tottenham dropped down to 7th. Chelsea and Liverpool jumped down.
I have Tottenham in 7th in mine as well. I have Liverpool 6th, Brighton 5th again, and I have United going back up to 4th.
Nice.
Lord of mercy.
And yeah, next match day. I love how this is going, guys. Next match day would be Monday. Oh, no, that's a different game. Oh, on Monday, Leicester, Everton. Well, yeah, I just had, I think I had Leicester throwing 2-all. Yeah, Leicester throwing 2-all with Everton.
I have a win for Leicester. Close game, though.
I have a win for Leicester as well. They smacked them, actually.
Oh, nice. Nice. Madison out to pick up the
draw.
So we had 2 draws, 2 wins. Ooh. Nice. Just to ask y'all, so at this point in time, this is match 34. Where do y'all have teams like Leicester, Leeds, Wolves, Everton? That is actually the order I had them in from 12th to 15th.
Match 34, Leicester, Leeds, Wolves, Everton. Yeah, them in the table. Everton 15th, and at this point, it don't look like they're not close to relegation. So, yeah, Everton looking at it. And then Leicester, 11th. Yeah, all mid-table. 11th, between 11th and 15th, all of them there.
Nice. Anybody had any of them close to actually in the relegation, 1 point above relegation, anything like that?
I have Leeds, a point above relegation. I have Palace, a point above relegation, actually.
Me too.
I have Everton, 2 points above relegation.
Same, yeah.
Yeah. And nice. Bournemouth, a game up, yeah.
Nice. You kill anything, or I'll just move on?
Well, I have Leicester teetering on the edge here with Forest on 30 points. And, well, West Ham, so I'm not going down.
Yeah.
And this first one, I'm going down. And I have West Ham on 29.
Like, every time somebody plays Southampton, 3 points.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Yeah, I know you've seen them play.
Next match day. Yeah, they don't play Spurs every week. Next match day, we have Liverpool hosting Fulham, City hosting West Ham, and we have Brighton hosting. Is that correct?
Wait, what? Nah, we're on 35.
Sorry, those were fixtures that get replaced. My bad, sorry.
Okay.
Sorry, right. The Saturday now. Bournemouth hosts Chelsea, Spurs hosts Palace, Liverpool hosts Brentford, and Wolves hosted Aston Villa.
Come on.
I have a Bournemouth loss 2-1. Yeah, how long there? How long was that? My man. I suppose won all in Crystal Palace because Palace is actually tend to be one of their boogie sides. All
right.
I have Wolves 2-all with Aston Villa. And I have Liverpool 1-0 over Brentford.
Okay.
Anything
nice? Yeah. I had the same. I have Spurs draw in that game too. Except I have Wolves. They're going to beat Villa. But everything else is the same.
Yeah.
I have Palace beaten Spurs.
I love it.
And I have Aston Villa beaten Wolves.
Nice. Yeah.
Okay.
Now, so that's actually kind of how I ended up with the draw then. I think they're
pretty
much balanced sides now, you know? And
yeah.
Nikhil, anything major?
My only result is different, is really Tottenham beating Palace. All the other results I have, as you say.
Nice.
I can see that too.
Going on to the Sunday now, City hosts Leeds, Newcastle hosts Arsenal, and West Ham hosts United. So I had a new Manchester City win 6-0. I had a Newcastle
Jesus
win
Christ.
1-0. And I had a West Ham.
Wait, you had Newcastle within 1-0?
Yeah, I did. And then I had West Ham.
Really?
Yeah, and I have West Ham losing 2-0 to United.
I see what you're doing, John. You feel you smart.
I can't believe that.
My bad. I am so sorry. I actually had us. I kind of screenshotted bad. I have actually us 1-1 with Newcastle, but. Yeah, I had a drop of points. 1-1 Newcastle. So to just recap those three again, I've City winning 6-0. I've a draw between us and Newcastle. I'll have United winning 2-0 away from home against West Ham. Anything major?
Okay.
For guys?
I have Arsenal beating Newcastle. And
so do I.
Yeah. Sure. It's kind of come down to this, though. I don't find Newcastle is that good at all, though. Like, them don't make no chances.
I also have West Ham drawing 1-1 with United.
Nikhil, I wanted to know who's the haters here, dog. That is all.
Bro, you see, the thing is, right? I could see United doing this. That's the thing. I could see United varying from each result in every game.
We have an image at the front, Nickers.
Nah. Everything I expect is not going to happen.
So you had a draw with Newcastle Arsenal as well?
No, you feel you're smart. Arsenal has beaten Newcastle.
Yeah.
City has beaten Leeds and United is beaten West Ham. Hopefully.
And the last three fixtures for that day, we have Fulham versus Leicester. We have Brighton versus Everton. We have Nottingham Forest versus Southampton. I have Nottingham winning 4-0 actually against Southampton. I have Brighton winning 1-0 against Everton. And I have Fulham winning 1-0 against Leicester.
I have almost the same thing, you know. I have 2-0 Fulham, 3-0 Brighton, and 4-3 Nottingham Forest.
Nice. And all they say, I manufacture goals. How much times, brother? Say 4-3 at this point.
It is a funny thing. I say that, but I have them during 3-0.
I love it.
But Brighton winning 3-0 and Fulham winning 2-1.
Nice.
Alright. I had a draw for Fulham, and I had 1-0 for Nottingham Forest, not 4-0 and 3-1 and thing.
I would have said,
breakout player Brendan Johnson. Now, if them keep playing the way that I predicted,
he's good though.
He is going to finish the season on like 13 goals or some shit put aside that, dog.
But Brendan Johnson is a good player, dog.
I like him. I do like him. So then my updated team would end up have our lead cut to, from 8 to 6 points then. And you all, nobody else position, I think, really changed with you all. Whereas mine, my top 4, well, the 3rd, 4th, 5th change again. And now it have Newcastle back up to 3rd. Sorry, United back up to 4th. Newcastle still maintain 3rd. But that was 1 point Newcastle in 3rd and by before it was 3. That was 1. And Brighton are now on 64. So that means Newcastle on 66, United on 65, Brighton on 64, Liverpool on 60.
Okay. Lord have mercy. Now,
even the PL scriptwriters can come up with something as good as this.
Newcastle now drop out my top 5.
Nice.
Liverpool 5th, Chelsea 4th, and United still 2nd, Brighton 7th, Spurs down to 8th.
I want to say though,
did you just say Chelsea 4th?
Yes, correct is right.
Wow.
I would like to say though, an important change in my relegation though is that Nottingham Forest are now out the relegation zone.
Correct.
West Ham are now in it from mine, and they are level on points with 19 place Bournemouth in mine. Both are 20.
Well, they are level on points with 19 place Leeds in mine.
Nice. Hey. Okay, cool. Anybody have anything major they want to say before we go on to 36?
Just going on to the wire, boy. Lord, again. Excited, boy.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. Next game day, I have... Let me just put it up. I have Arsenal... Oh, I have a lot of fixtures this Saturday, so I'll split it in half. I have Arsenal, Brighton, Aston Villa, Spurs, Brentford, West Ham, Chelsea, Nottingham. We'll go there for now. I have a 2-2 between Arsenal and Brighton. I have Aston Villa losing 2-1 to Tottenham. I have Brentford 3-1 to West Ham. And I have Chelsea 1-1 with Nottingham Forest.
Okay. I think I have everything different.
Nice.
Yeah.
Something wrong.
this brother.
Yeah. You say Arsenal dropping points again? That what you now say that?
Yeah, I had a drawing. Alright.
Yeah, nah. I think I'll beat them. And who? Yeah, Chelsea dropping points too?
Yeah, Chelsea drawing with Nottingham Forest, yeah.
Lord have mercy. Alright, no, I think Chelsea gonna beat them. And Aston Villa, did you call that?
Brentford. Yeah, I had Villa losing.
And yeah, I have a draw.
And I have Brentford 3-1 for West Ham.
I'm against loss in it? Oh, okay, nah. I have Brentford winning too, so okay, at least. Yeah.
Salik, what is yours for those four, bro?
I have Chelsea win, Brentford win, Tottenham win. What was the last game?
Arsenal Brighton.
Oh, I have Arsenal winning 2-1.
Same.
Cool. Dekeel?
Dekeel?
I have a Tottenham draw, Arsenal win, Chelsea rout, and I think I have one more game.
No, go, let's forget that these men are key lord in goal now with the dog.
Yeah, but they also have Joe Worrell, who is not playing how he was playing in Championship. Same. Nobody know I follow Nottingham Forest since he started the season in the Championship last year until they come up. So, you know, I have the team deep in my heart because I was playing FM and I was like, you know what, let me follow the real team.
Okay, cool. The next four fixtures that we have, Crystal Palace, Bournemouth, Everton, City. Actually, next three. So Crystal Palace, Bournemouth, Everton, City, and Leeds, Newcastle. I have Newcastle edging out on 1-0. I have City winning 2-1. And I have Crystal Palace, Bournemouth. I have Crystal Palace getting on 1-0.
I just gotta disagree with you immediately. I have Crystal Palace, Bournemouth, 2-2.
Okay, yeah.
I have City winning 3-2 against Everton.
Ooh.
And I have Leeds drawing with Leeds drawing with Newcastle 2-2.
Leeds drawing with Newcastle 2-2. Okay, yeah. Nikhil?
I had City beating Everton 4-0. Newcastle winning. What was the next game you were talking about? I kind of
Palace Bournemouth.
Yeah, I had that as a draw. I've had a lot of Palace draws thinking about it now.
Yeah.
At this point, guys, we're just going to take a small break and we'll be back just now. Okay, guys, and we are back. All of y'all is probably like we never left because they don't really have a big gap between the two. We're going to just go straight into Leicester, Liverpool, United, Wolves, and Southampton, Fulham before we move on to the last two match days as the table begins to become a little bit more clearer in some areas it's more muddy. That being said, I have United beaten Wolves 2-0, I have Leicester beaten Liverpool 1-0, and I have Newcastle winning 1-0 away at Leeds. So, yeah. You know what I find real funny with all, you know? And please, by all means, I'm willing to hear this out, right? Why is this what you believe Liverpool got get more consistent? Because I see we only had them finishing. Why do you believe Liverpool got this game more consistent? Okay, that's fair.
When you look at the fixtures,
you're saying, all right, Liverpool probably going to beat this team. And then they just accumulate that way. But if you're like, watch out who did the play and stuff like that, you're not going to say, all right, they're going to finish this far.
Mm-hmm.
Which is what I did. Fair enough. Right. I have Newcastle winning. I have Leicester winning. I have United winning. Where yours fall on those? Professionals, bro. Yeah, professionals.
I'll kick you off. I have Southampton beaten Fulham. I have Leeds drawing 2-2 with Newcastle,
uh-huh.
Liverpool beating Leicester 4-2, and United beating Wolves 3-2.
Cool. Anybody have any other different results?
I believe I had a Southampton draw, and I had Liverpool winning. But definitely had that 3-2 with Wolves, because that is definitely our bogey team, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, I'm gonna go straight to the 37 because yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, sure. No.
Ooh.
I love Nina.
Ooh.
I love him, you know. I love Sean Dyche to death, you know. Yeah. Nice. Well, we got table update after 37. So this is where things start to get real funny. I have Saturday, bright and early. I have Bournemouth hosting United. I have Brighton hosting Southampton, Fulham, Palace, Liverpool, Aston Villa.
Mm-hmm.
I have Bournemouth winning 1-0. I have Brighton winning 3-2. I have Fulham drawing 1-1. And I have Liverpool winning 3-1. I ain't hearing yet, the kill.
Yeah, 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 but you mute yourself, boy.
Oh, yeah. that's more thing. I United wouldn't, like, also listen to one, you see, the thing is, I know United, these things are possible, all within the realm of possibility, but I do believe they'll lose.
Right.
I feel like United will beat them 2-0, Brighton will beat Southampton, Crystal Palace will beat Fulham.
I have that as well.
So
I have that
right,
as well.
Before the rest of all the answer, I just want to notice the difference in answers. Eh? Yeah, the difference in reaction is because all you want to move, like I have this predisposition of that I do it because, oh, I dislike United. It's not that. But when all you do it, I just be like, yes, because it's all possible. Because as we have seen, this is the most competitive Premier League we've ever seen in our life.
So if not for a place I hate, what exactly is the place that make United draw to what I think is the worst team in this league?
Draw points to them?
Love.
Yeah, I guess love, yeah.
love.
After winning 40 points, I had them dropping points.
But to be fair, we have so much games.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have a game in like every 3 days. Going straight to the end of the season.
Yeah,
so,
Brandon, and you, because I believe they will too, right? And you believe they're going to beat Sevilla. I like, not even like 1-0 aggregate. Like, they're going to beat them easy,
sure.
Right?
Yeah.
And not going to ask the kill, because the kill going to be like, we tempted fate, whatever. And the kill also say he don't want a Spanish team. Bear in mind, all them doing this season is beating up Spanish team, you know? Beat Real, so
nah, Sevilla
are
easy, dog.
Then they beat the whole Barca, then they knock out Real Betis.
That's the problem. We keep on poking the bear, and sooner or later,
the one thing I will say about the Sevilla game is that Sevilla have the most pedigree of any Europa League side.
Yeah,
so
that
is the one thing that they have going for them. But Sevilla this season have been awful. So
that's what I was going to say. Nobody even surprised that Sevilla reached so far already.
No, Sevilla,
I didn't have
like
them to go so far.
The table or something, you know? Like,
yeah,
that's why Sevilla struggling, dog.
Anyways.
No, Sevilla is basically West Ham.
So,
like, do real good last year and then what's wrong going on?
We have to talk about West Ham off camera just on Twitter. That's crazy.
Oh, true? Yeah, I don't know
we,
how I'm to
no,
that.
No, we literally said the same thing, that their drop-off has been insane. It might be the biggest drop-off we've ever seen from our team, dog.
Yeah.
Next, we have Brandon. So those same games, right? Bournemouth, Brighton, Fulham, Liverpool.
I have United winning, Brighton winning, Palace winning, And Liverpool winning.
Nice. Daniel, okay. Anything different?
All the same. I just have a draw between Fulham and Palace, but
I have a draw there as well. Next, we have City. Is this the same? Yeah, this is the same. We have City hosting Chelsea. We have Forest hosting Arsenal. We have Newcastle hosting Leicester. I have in Newcastle win 1-0. I have City winning 4-2. And I have an Arsenal 2-1 win away from home against something else for us. Brandon, go ahead.
I have a 3-1 win for City, a 1-1 draw between Newcastle and Leicester, and 4-1 Arsenal against Forest.
Well, okay. I have Arsenal beating them 5-1. Yes. I have Newcastle. No, bro. I watched Nottingham Forest. They are going to concede a lot of goals. Newcastle beating Leicester 2-1. And I have City and Chelsea drawing 3-3.
I like it.
I feel like, you know, something. Yeah, that's gonna be our big deal.
Patrick, you're the front, bro.
I was the same with you. Okay. Not the Keel, because I have a win for City.
Nice.
But yeah.
Then the last three we have Forest hosting Brentford, West Ham hosting Leeds, Wolves hosting Everton. I had the Wolves Everton game as a 0-0, and I liked it earlier. Somehow I feel like this is about only 0-0.
Tyrell goals.
John, you know what's so funny? I have a 0-0 in the last three as well, but it's not the same as yours.
Is the Tottenham Brentford?
How do we Spurs, aren't? Yeah.
Because Leeds don't do 0-0s, though. Leeds don't do 0-0s. Leeds is either win or lose real bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're going
to manage that, Brandon.
Where you have there?
0-0 Spurs, Brentford, 3-0 to West Ham against Leeds, and 2-1 to Wolves against Everton.
Nice. Cool. Anybody else anything different?
Stark. No, I just have Spurs winning, but everything else is about the same.
Yeah, Spurs winning.
Cool. Now we can get X on the table. So I have that Arsenal hit the 90-point mark, and we are on 86 points. We are 90, City on 86. I have now, so with that, I have Newcastle on 72. Yeah, I can't highlight it. Not really watching it. Wow. I really have Newcastle doing well, boy. Up the gorges.
That's all right.
Newcastle have 20 wins on your table?
Yeah, they do.
Okay, wow.
Yeah, that's crazy, huh?
That's a lot of wins.
Yeah, that's the funny thing. Them and United have an almost identical record on mine, though. I have Newcastle into it on 72. And then now I have Brighton and United on level on points, both on 68. And United is the one on the outside on goal difference.
Okay. Nice.
And then Liverpool for me is in 6th, then Tottenham is 7th, and then the relegation spots. I have West Ham second to last. I have Bournemouth the third to last, and Southampton just don't get points at all.
I guess not.
Anybody else want to go? It doesn't really matter who goes.
We're doing 28, right?
37. 37.
Yeah. 37.
The table.
Second to last game week.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I have City ahead by 2 points, 89. Arsenal have 87, United 673, Liverpool 63, Newcastle back in at 5th with 61, Chelsea have 61 in 6th, and Spurs 58 in 7th.
Nice. Are there relegation spots?
I have Forest bottom. I have, Leeds. Okay, so the bottom three is Nottingham, is Forest, Southampton, Everton. But Leeds also have 33 points, and that's the bottom four.
Okay.
I have Southampton last, then West Ham, then Bournemouth. But I have Bournemouth on 32. And then I have Nottingham Forest above them 133 and Everton above them 133 as well. There's a team 135, but Bournemouth goal difference in mind, it's horrendous though. Like, there's no way they can score enough goals on the last day even if they win this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Patrick, what's yours at this point?
First place, Arsenal, then City. It's real close between them though, it's just split by 2 points. But yeah, City fumble it. Anyway, Arsenal, City, then United. United comfortable. I can't see them coming anything but third at this point. Liverpool in fourth. Jesus Christ. Lord alone knows how that happened. Brighton in fifth. Pretty close to Liverpool. And then Newcastle and Brighton tie for points. So they're both on 65. Nice. My bottom three, though, the bottom is more weird. It's more sticky there. Say that in a weird way. But anyway, stickier at the close to the ground of the table. Can't say it any other way now. Anyway, West Ham overtake Bournemouth as the worst team in the league now. So West Ham dead last, 20th. Then Bournemouth, then Southampton. But yeah, boy, Bournemouth, they cool defense. Real bad, boy.
Bad,
oh, boy.
Yeah, bad.
I didn't notice
that. I have them on minus 35.
I'm on minus 40, boy. Wait,
bro, I'm exactly minus 35 as well.
What's the league for Forest?
31.
For Forest, I have... Ooh, nah, 37. Wow.
Minus 40. You're going to get coke.
What's yours, bro?
Well, I mean, if you go down the road of talking about points, I feel like, you know, after this game week, our God of Honor is in our God of Honor needs to be for the last game week because I have Arsenal in the league.
How much points do you have?
I have nine. 91 and City is on 87 because of the draw with Chelsea.
So I have us on 90 and them on 86.
Oh, so you not that far. Yeah, they're going to spare. Yeah.
Holy crap, okay.
Yeah.
Nah, mine gone down to the end.
Mine gone down to the last game, though.
Yeah.
And you know, it's a funny thing.
I think it's really because
you know me, though. You know, I want to be right more than anything else. I would do anything for this to actually happen, and then for the last day, for us to the loss. And so that the league ends on 90 points, and that we predicted that nobody finishes on more than 90 points, on and 90, that it happens. Though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
In reality, you can at least see that happening, no?
No. What? Us finish on 90?
Well, nobody breaking 90. Because at the rate I'm going.
So I think nobody, at this point, I don't think nobody across 93. I think that is the 93? Most. Yeah, okay. I think it's. I don't think anybody got hit 95 or anything.
Okay. But the 90, they were crossing to that.
Yeah, but like by like 1-2 points. Yeah. Now. Like, I don't think. So. And I still. Look, yeah. like I said on previous predictions before, like. You have to allow some room for variation and stuff now. So, like, if somebody, if we predict somebody to finish on X points and they finish like 2 or 3 points above or below, I still say, like,
jack the jacket
at that
point. Not good.
You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, they can finish with yours now and then we're going to the last day. So, you had the top two there on 91 and 87.
Right. I have United at 81 points. Vastly different. Think,
oh, me too. Know, I'm on 81 too.
No. Hear me out, right? If you were to ask me how much points I think we would accumulate at the end of the season, I would not tell you anywhere near 80. I'd tell you probably between 72 and 75. It's just a singular fix. Add up more. I'd never tell you 80. So, yeah, but I'd have us two, though. I would have us two, I think.
Yeah.
I'd have us two. Liverpool is fourth in mine. God knows how. But anyway, Liverpool is fourth. Newcastle is fifth. Let's see when relegation. Right, Southampton is last on 27 points. West Ham and Forest.
GG.
No, that's the thing. Well, okay. No, they are not. Because Forest and West Ham are on 30 points. But Forest, oh, this is real techie though. What going on here? So, alright, Leicester's out of relegation spot, right? But if somebody, dog, this real close angle,
we gotta go to the last day.
I'm trying to load something here real fast. I thought
it's very close.
I don't know. Dog, this is the screen I use in here, dog. It's sticking. Dog, I have four screens in my room now, dog. That's crazy. When you like to play game too much,
just unflex.
Yeah.
Right, okay. So we're gonna go on the last day now. And while I still load this up, well, you go ahead now. So Brandon, tell us all your fixtures is now. What are the first? Actually, don't worry, I have it here. Because I know I've been breaking the fixtures into pieces, so yeah. The last day though, I would have Arsenal winning 3-1 against Wolves. I have City. Yeah, I'm gonna call all the teams in the top four. I have City winning 2-0 away to Brentford. Right? So that was the top two. Then the three teams that I had that could have all changed spots in the top five were Brighton, Newcastle, and United. I had United winning 2-1 on the final day. I had Newcastle drawing 1-1 with Chelsea. And I had Brighton winning 1-0 against Aston Villa. So that's the five I call so far. Anybody could go for those same five.
I think I agreed with all except Newcastle. I think Newcastle will beat Chelsea. Because... Nice.
Okay, and I think Chelsea will beat Newcastle.
Nice.
Okay.
I think you're going to be a draw.
Nice!
You'll be really indecisive then. As a group?
So, yeah, cool. After that now, I'll just not call those teams. So, then next I have Crystal Palace. Playing against Nottingham Forest. I had Nottingham Forest actually winning away to Crystal Palace. I have Everton beating Bournemouth at home 2-0. And then I would have Liverpool, sorry, winning 3-2 away to Southampton.
Okay. I agree with all those.
I have Bournemouth sneaking the draw at Goodison Park on the final day.
But is that enough to keep up with your table?
Okay.
Or is it? It could be.
We'll wait.
That's no problem at all. Nikhil, you have anything different there, bro?
No, not really.
Okay. And then
I have Everton winning.
Yeah, I had Everton. Really? I think I had Everton winning as well. Yeah, I did. I had Everton winning. And the last three fixtures we would have is Leicester hosting West Ham, Leeds hosting Spurs, and who I leave out, boy?
United, Fulham.
Well, I had called United Fulham before. I said United was winning 2-1. But yeah, okay, so we just go to those three then. I have Leeds drawing 1-1 with Tottenham on the last day. I have Leicester winning 3-1 against West Ham. And I have Man United beating Fulham 2-1. Anybody?
I have Leeds losing 3-2 to Spurs, and I have Leicester and West Ham drawing 4-4.
Wait,
yo!
Now a deadline is that day I cannot miss because
I love that.
What's going on this day?
The United game.
United beat Fulham.
Anybody had anything else that's of interest?
No, of interest, we'll see Tottenham win. I had Leicester beating West Ham.
Okay, cool. So, final tables, guys, for the end of the season. Yep. I feel like Brad and Rebel go first. So, Brad, go ahead.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. This is the worst. If this happened, dog, this would be one of the greatest seasons ever. So, City win the title with 107 goals, with a 70-goal difference. 92 points. Arsenal have a 50 goal difference. 90 points. So two teams crack 90.
Yeah.
United 76. Liverpool secure Champions League football. 66 points. Chelsea just beat Spurs on goal difference.
Can you just tell me again how much I had United on?
76.
Mm-hmm.
Then Chelsea ahead of Spurs with 64 points on goal difference. Newcastle 7th, Brighton 8th, Brentford 9th, and Fulham in the top half finished 10th.
Wait, where low goal finish for you?
4th.
4th, okay.
Fourth.
And with the greatest story ever, if this happened, listen to this. From 14th place, go down. West Ham, 36 points. Crystal Palace, 36 points. Bournemouth, 36 points.
I have the same
Nottingham Forest, 36 points. And relegated Everton with 34 points. Leeds with 33 points. And Southampton with 33 points.
Do Everton like that, boy?
Okay, cool. Nice. That's tough. Nikhil,
go ahead. Wow. Well, that's not really won the league. So, I mean...
Do it faster. Do it faster. People down here nearly an hour and a half.
No, I vex because that's not really league. But hey. No, but I have Arsenal winning league on 92 points. Goal difference of 57. City running second with a goal difference of 64 at 90 points. United run third, 84. Liverpool on 75. Don't count the point, count the placement, because the points are real off, I ain't gonna lie. Newcastle, 5th on 67. Let's see. Going on the bottom half of the table now, though. It was very close between 14th and 20th up to that point, but the team started to pull away. And my relegated teams are West Ham, so they're going to be a cut price for Declan. Nottingham Forest. Yeah, Declan cut price because Declan is championship right now. Nottingham Forest went back down into the championship, and Southampton, somebody is going to get Lavia
for food.
Angie Pros. Yeah, that team gonna get scrapped.
Patrick, what's yours, bro?
Yeah. Arsenal win the league with 94 points. Jesus.
Jeez Louise.
City comes second with 92 points.
Oh my god.
I think I was real generous in points though, because United have 84. Right? Yeah. God, they're generous. I don't know nothing about draws, basically. Are they winning or losing? Right? They don't draw in my books. So, real points are shit. United come third. Liverpool come fourth. That one not gonna happen. I'll tell you that one right now. Anybody listening or viewers, I got it wrong. Alright? I'm wrong. Yes. Sorry. My hands up. Yeah, Liverpool fourth. 70 points, might I add. Brighton come fifth. I can actually see that one happening. Newcastle sixth. Yeah, I can see that happening too. It get real close at that point. Spurs 7th, Chelsea 8th. Everybody else, no one really cares. Down in the dregs now. Honestly, it wasn't that close with the relegation. Like, the bottom three, they get relegated. Right? It really was not a fighter. Southampton gone, as everybody else predict. Bournemouth also gone. And Nottingham Forest survive for another day. West Ham is gone. West Ham is gone. Yeah. Wow. Nottingham Forest. By a decent amount too. They survived by 3 points. So not bad. And really and truly, like looking at it, I could see these bottom three, you know, Southampton, Bournemouth, and West Ham. I could kinda maybe West Ham is the only one I would say. I might have been harsh with. Because for West Ham to come dead last, I don't know why.
So
Doug, study this. Nottingham Forest in my own have minus 40 and they survive, you know. Minus
40.
Yeah.
That means when we lose again, 5, but a winning 1-0. 1-0.
Yeah. But City scoring 12 against them. So yeah, exactly. That's a problem.
I had us win the league. I had us on a goal difference of 54. I had City. I had us on 93, City on 89. And I had them on 105 goals, dog.
I have 107, so we close, yeah.
And. Then I had Newcastle in third on 73.
Oh my god.
I have Brighton in fourth on 71 and United in fifth on 71. And
really?
So before I go any further, though, I want to pull it up something, right? And I think Patrick, only one all was somebody who didn't say that third was getting 80 points, right? And I'm aware. I know that we are doing these things fixture by fixture, and that makes it harder, right? But I just want to pull up something fast, right? Last year, fourth had got 74. Sorry, third had got 74. Fourth had got 71. The year before that, third had got 69. Fourth had got 67. Fifth had got 66. Last year was 69. Yep. Fifth. Year before that was... Just how, let me finish my point.
No, go ahead.
Third was 66. Fourth was 66. And fifth was 52. The year before that was Chelsea on 72. Spurs on 71. And then Arsenal 70. And the year before that was the highest so far, which was 77 Spurs. And that was the year that Spurs was real good on the punch. I believe that was the year before they made the Champions League final. Liverpool on 75 and Chelsea on 70. And my point being is that, like, if we really do believe that, regardless of what you think about the overall quality, we don't need to get into that, that this is the most competitive the league has ever been, I genuinely, regardless of who finished where, find it real hard to see a team outside the top two crack 80. Let alone, I find it hard that they'll crack past 75. Right? I had the final three teams of 2 and 5th in 2 points of one another, between 73 and 71. And of those three teams, I will admit, no. I will say this now. I think that I have Newcastle doing real good. That I am all kind of in disbelief of it. However, I do think that there are some things in their favor that maybe it comes to pass, maybe it doesn't. But I do think that regardless of who finishes where, it's going to be very close. I would say that I think, come the end of the season, third and fifth not split more than that by 5 points. I do think that. I do think that something that we're not taking into consideration as well is that the amount of games United has played, they have to play, they have played already, has started to show that it has been taking some toll on their legs in some games recently. And imagine how that is to continue. Because while players like Rashford and Varane have gotten breaks over this international break, a lot of them were out there playing.
Yeah.
And now they're going to come back into a schedule that is still packed. Because it's that Europa League inter-Premier League rotation. That Europa League inter-Premier League rotation. And that is taking a toll on you. Why that is taking a toll on you more than a Champions League Wednesday to Saturday? I actually don't know. But it seems to take more of a toll on a team. Maybe it is the travel or something. But it does take more of a toll on a team.
Not too much of the players actually play, you know. Like, yeah, plenty of the players get called up, but they don't really play. Like, Luke Shaw play one game. I think Bruno is the only person to start both games. Martinez didn't start both. Wan-Bissaka. Anyway.
Congolese.
They didn't get called up. I'm going through the main thing here now. Right? Samir, I don't think he played both games. Did he even play one? Anyway, I don't know if he had played the second one. Who again does play for them? Anthony?
It was more along the lines of like how much games they have played so far already, and they still have plenty to go again. Because we all agreed that we expected them to go past Sevilla in the Europa League. So therefore, we think that they have at least 4 fixtures left in them in the Europa League, coupled with the stuff. And we have seen...
But I think they got a break now, right?
With the international break. That's fair.
Yeah, I think they got a break.
I deny that. But then they come back now into the next three Premier League fixtures. They have no Casemiro, right? And Smith get injured over this international break as well. That's one less option in your midfield. Okay. And then now, couple that with the fact that we know that Ten Hag doesn't rotate. So that means we know. And then the options to rotate aren't necessarily there either. The few positions that had them may get injured. I agree with that as well. So I think all these things commented for me with my thinking of United. You know, like things like they going away to Brighton, as far as I think, because I know that one they reschedule fixtures, but they going away to Brighton after they come back from Sevilla. You know?
Yeah, but it's not easy to play either. That's but I find United has been defensively solid, and maybe that's where watching the watching a fixture by fixture is why I think they might have won more than they actually might.
Yeah,
no disrespect, It's like when you watch, okay, on paper, when I watch United versus Brighton, yeah, I think United could beat Brighton because I don't think Brighton could score as much on United as United could score on Brighton, if that makes sense.
I think like an extreme version of what you're saying is like how Ole had Liverpool finishing so high on paper, but like in reality we know.
I don't think it would happen. Exactly.
Because Liverpool's sixth in my table. Let me finish mine. So I had United missing out Champions League football on goal difference of 6 goals though. That is how close it came for me. Then there's a gap between them and Liverpool in 6th, and Tottenham in 7th. Fulham, Brentford, Chelsea. Then now, so Chelsea was the side that I had that basically come like they didn't move any position early. I guess Chelsea's also another side that I struggle to see they find consistency now. And I also do think Salik, he's going to put everything in the Champions League and the sum would just say to hell with the league. And I think that would have some ramifications as well. Because as a man who see his side try to commit everything to Europa League in a year that we knew that the league was gone, them men just go and play in the league and it just doesn't give anything. They'll go there and play 50% because they know they can't make Champions League football anymore. And that's just be the be-all and end-all with them, man. Coming down into 13th and 14th now. Forget 13th, because 13th for me was actually Leeds. Which was real funny. But did it. I have 14th as Everton. They are on 36 points. I have 15th as Forest. They are on 36 points. I have 16th as Crystal Palace. They are on, only one I guess, 36 points.
37.
I have 17th as Wolves. They're on 35 points. Nah, they was not this. They're on 35. Then I have Bournemouth on 32 and 18th. I have West Ham on 29. And I have Southampton on bottom of the table on 26. So I also have West Ham going down. As the greatest decline we've ever seen in a team from one year to the next.
But I'm asking you a question now. If you were to look back on it now, right? And say forget about what we just predict now, whatever. Look back on the table that we just predict now. Do you see anything shifting? Like, where do you think you get wrong?
I don't think United going to finish outside the top four.
You have United finishing outside the top four, right?
On goal difference, yeah. I think that... Yeah. And when you say goal difference, right? We are admitting... That is literally the most nittiest of nitty gritty you're talking about, though.
Yeah.
I think when it actually does play out, I think they will get the fourth spot, and I think Brighton will get fifth. But I think Newcastle will finish in the top four. I think United will get the third. Because remember, my third, fourth, fifth is 73, 71 now. For that to flip, that flipping. You know?
That one game
right there. Yeah, that's literally one game. So I think United would still get it third. I think they would probably finish on 73 points. Then Newcastle and then Brighton in reality. And I, with respect to the top of the table, I think we'd have finished on probably 90. And City would have finished on 89. I mean, I'll go down to the last
day. That's still close. That's still close. I still don't know who can win this league, to be honest with you. Like, I know it's a cop out answer, but couldn't tell you, dog. But everybody say West Ham going, though. We actually think West Ham going, like, for real.
No, I don't have West Ham going now, though.
I don't think they're probably going, though.
I think my bottom try, I think they're going. I do think they're going. I think West Ham going.
So you think West Ham going?
Yeah, I don't see
I them. Think Southampton and thing going, but
I don't think West Ham going to keep all the goals, dog. I don't think they're going to score enough. Like, I know that sounds like a real Michael Owen answer, dog. But, dog, tell me where the goal's coming from, now.
From Ings, dog. Which, to be fair, he looking good since he gone there.
Boy said he wanted signings, eh?
And he signed Ings.
Yeah. I'm right.
Anybody have anything else to say before I close off? This was great, though. I can't lie, this was real good. This was real good.
I just want to say, like, I was actually looking at some things. I just want to find out, what is the... Ole 20th place team. How much points they had?
26.
25.
How much you had? Let
me, 27.
Okay, so I had 33, right? That's what I was not going to say. I think, well, in terms of everybody else, right? Like last year, the lowest was 22. I think up until like 2016 or something.
I had the last 5 years team was open, though. Nice.
I think West Brom was 31 or something.
Norwich was on 22 last year. Yeah, before that, Sheffield was on 23. Yeah, before that, Norwich again was on 21. Yeah, before that, you have Huddersfield on 16. Good gracious me, dog. Them was just there for participation rebounds. And last place in, I don't know what year this is. This is 17, 18. West Brom was on 31.
Yeah.
In 17, 18.
So, I think, yeah. And like, Swansea got relegated on 33. So, I just think in the grand scheme of things, 36 points will guarantee a safety, because we're not gonna get all of this correct. Like, if any of us get all of this correct, we definitely need to like play lotto every week.
I literally want a job on Sky Sports.
Yeah, like, exactly. So I think if you reach 36 points, you're definitely safe. It used to be 40 back in the day, but I think 36 points is safe for anybody in relegation. And relegation gonna be real hard this year.
Yeah,
totally.
I will say though. Okay, with that in mind, right? My last question, and then I'll answer for us.
No, that's fine.
With it being hard to call, I think we all agree with that. To have anybody, I think, sure gone.
Oh, no, I still think Bournemouth and Southampton gone.
I think Southampton and Leeds gone for sure. I don't think Leeds have it. I really don't.
I think
Southampton
is a terrible team. I think Southampton gone. The thing is, Salik, I could see it, isn't it? I know it's a funny thing. So we had to play Leeds this weekend, and Leeds missing like 5 men in it. Nonto missing, Adams missing, Koch missing, somebody else missing, dog. And what the thing is, I think their squad is really good. And I don't know what this new manager have for them after this. Maybe the injuries will catch up to them now, and they do good, dog. And I can see that going now over West Ham. Because West Ham is the one I would say I have the most about our faith to break it at the stale.
Okay.
Of them, Bournemouth and Southampton.
I also think, like, because Sean Dyche has done this before, like, we all assume that he's going to do it.
No, brother, he is doing it. He is doing it.
I'm not sure, bro.
Actually,
like, when we look at all these fixtures.
Hot take, Salik. I believe if they didn't sack him last year, they'd have stayed.
Really?
Yes. You know they went down.
Oh yeah, I don't think that hot at all.
They went on 1 point.
I don't think that hot at all. Nah, I don't think that's a hot take at all. I agree with that.
I think he'll keep them up. Like.
I think he could only do it with Burnley. I don't know if he could do it with Everton.
Maybe, you know. But you don't say 36 points is a safe point. Don't. I had him on 36.
Yeah. Well, 34, so. Just going based off of what I see from Everton so far, that is basically Burnley.
Yeah.
Like, them playing like Burnley. And they have some of the same players too, them still have tackles.
Yes, see what Dwight Moody scored the other day, he lift up, he jersey and his claret and blue under there, dog. That man living their life.
At Burnley, the man had Nick Pope, he working with Pickford now. Like,
that is a hard luck, but yeah.
But now he have Tarkowski next to, what's this man's name?
Michael Keane.
And Michael Keane.
Cody?
No, it's Cody. It's Cody, yeah.
Cody.
You know, he have Coleman doing the robots role, though.
You have a better midfield too. Because what's that midfield though? Between Ducore, Amadou,
and... Are they telling me a little Red Brownhill? Are you crazy?
I think Brownhill real high up there in terms of the midfielders. But it's just the other man was bringing him down now. Right? They're real
fine.
Yeah, that's right, bro. James Carter did a terrible thing going to Everton. He should have gone to a team that he knew he was going to do.
Who knows? James Carter going to Everton? Or, I have the man in my head, dog, and I can't remember his name. And he was like Chelsea brightest youth product for a while, dog.
Gilmore
going to Brighton.
Yeah.
Who knows? Gilmore going to Brighton.
Nah, it had to be Ghana, because you can't predict that kind of swap happening, though. You can't predict something like that happening, though. That's so unlucky, dog. Are you go to play for this man, and this man go any place that you went? Yeah. You leave from? No. Yeah. No. That's wicked.
Just to wrap this up, guys, so in the end, we all agree that today, being, what's the date already? 29th of March. We all agree that Southampton and Bournemouth are going down. We did, right? Salik, you had them too as well?
No, you had Palace in it.
I did not actually. I had Forest.
You had Everton and who going now?
Everton, Leeds, and Southampton.
Right. But the rest of you all had you all had Forest in safe and Patrick and Dickie.
I had Forest if yeah.
You had Forest.
I had Forest going now. Yeah.
Break your heart, though. Two of us had Arsenal in the league. That have I'm not sure how that I'm feeling, but you know how I feel?
Feel good, man.
Like you won last year though, because I remember last year when we did the pod. Salik, I don't think you was here for that too, because I think it was me, Edon, Rajiv and Yuan, and I remember we split 2 apiece in it between City winning the league and Liverpool winning the league.
Yeah, well it's 3-1 now though. It kinda unanimous in one direction.
Yeah. Well, and everybody would have had the other team.
Only have Arsenal winning with a game to spare, you know. Only me and Daniel went to the last day.
Yeah.
Bro, crazy enough. After I had the draw with City, I have them winning out on a road.
Yeah, but it was the thing, the kill. At the same time, I could see that in a road. In fact, you know what's the reason?
And that's the thing.
You know what's the reason I had us drawing against Brighton after? And Brighton and Newcastle back to back after that game, that City game, was because I think it would have taken out so much of us to beat City that we would have fallen off a little bit after. And we'd have catch up.
Bro, only have, to me in my head, only have one, realistically, only have one game a week, bro. Y'all going to smash every team that is coming in front of us.
I think that's what will happen as well. And I think, look, God forbid, though, that we lost to City. It would not be the first time that a team lost to second place twice in the league and win the league. It has happened before. But,
yeah,
you know now. I was going to say something else. You know. We all had the other team finishing second, if it wasn't. Well, we sure was at City.
Yeah.
And
it's not too
bad. Arsenal. Anybody else had Newcastle finishing in top four? Anybody had Brighton?
I think I had
had Liverpool and United all yeah?
Yeah, I had
Liverpool. And that's a funny thing.
Yeah, it was Liverpool and United for me, yeah.
Cool.
Bro, Liverpool run again.
Leading is Liverpool could do it. Liverpool could do it. I just don't see them doing it.
In all fairness, they have the fixtures.
Or at least it's not going to be as easy.
They have the fixtures.
It's not going to be as easy as I make it seem here.
They have the fixtures after the next 3 games. Okay, the next 3 games is the top 2. Which, even if they do win, it's not games that, like, real giving them advantage in the table now. You know? They're not beating the Newcastle, Brighton, United, Tottenham. But they do have to play all of them still, except Brighton and Newcastle. So that was a terrible point. And they don't play United. I have no idea where I was going with that. That is terrible. But, yeah. And then I had West Ham going down as my all the time in one. Patrick, you had West Ham, Southampton, Bournemouth?
Yeah.
And I know you had Everton lead Southampton. And who you had to kill?
I had West Ham, Nottingham Forest, Southampton.
Cool. So, yeah, guys, that's it there. As always, we would love to hear your feedback. We would love it to be constructive as always. This should be out on Tuesday by lunchtime. I am really going to try to put this on YouTube. I have no idea how I'm going to put 4 videos up at once, but that will be our holiday for.
You can do it, man.
For sure, the audio will be out by like 9 o'clock in the morning, the latest. It'll be out by any morning. I should have the video up in the evening because I would like for you all to get to see the tables and stuff like that. And I have a kind of idea in my head how I want to do the graphic as well. I think it'll be kind of cool. So, yeah. That being said, guys, love y'all as always. Thank you guys so much always for the support. I guess we can start to tell y'all about this from now. We'll be having the live event again this year for the Champions League final in partnership with RPM as always and with now Kit Pundit. Y'all will get to win free kits on the day when y'all come out. And we might partner with some of our local content creators as well. So, yeah, that being said, thank you guys for coming on. Catch you guys next time. See you soon. Take it easy. Later.
All right.